Welcome to the Fawkward Beta Podcast. Release Candidate 1 with your hosts, Nevin Scott and Adam Stupinski.
Oh, yeah.
So, we went to the mall today.
In Bellevue.
Yes, it's shopping day, the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
Yes, and we decided to stop by the Verizon store, I guess.
I think so.
They're the ones that are carrying the new BlackBerry Storm. It's supposed to be the iPhone killer.
Right, exactly. You've probably seen this thing. It's got the same kind of widescreen look.
No keyboard.
For a BlackBerry, that's right. And a screen that not only touches, but clicks.
Yes.
How was the clicking?
The clicking is fairly satisfying.
Yeah?
Yes. I mean, it has a nice click action, I would say. It feels like clicking a mouse button.
Now,
I would probably say it's similar to the trackpad on the new MacBooks.
I see.
The whole surface is clickable, but also responds to your touch.
But it clicks. Now, okay. This is the thing that bothered me about the click. When you click, you're holding the device in your palm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Typically. So you're clicking into your own hand. It's not like a laptop where you're clicking against a hard surface. You're actually, because there's a click, you're actually pushing into your own hand. You like are squeezing your finger and your other hand toward one another.
Yeah.
In order to click.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's a little bit of tension there.
It's slight.
It's subtle. But it bothered me.
Yes. And it's not suited for typing any
not at all.
Because it actually does take a bit of effort to press. And there are many
and
other
And you have to press in order
that,
to type.
Yes,
you can't
yes.
you can't touch
Even though
type.
The touch screen does register touches, but it won't actually activate the button unless you make it click.
Right, you have to press in order for a click to happen. There's no tapping.
No. And on top of this,
it's very strange.
Yes. So it's a decent idea to provide tactile feedback on a touchscreen. This is not
the right
implementation.
Right.
What I'd like to see is a screen that, through a force of its own, will push back against your finger when you tap it. So I think that kind of solves the problem that you're saying, is that you're not exerting the force to tap, but you're still getting the feedback. But anyways, back to the Storm. The click screen is only the beginning of the problems with this phone.
Oh, yes. Barely the beginning.
Yes.
It's
strange... mind-blowing how bad it is.
Yes.
For a while, just from seeing the commercials, I thought that this thing... you know, could potentially be an iPhone competitor. But really, it's just a joke. Like, whoever's getting one of these for Christmas...
we're laughing at you.
Yes, yes.
Literally.
They're not your friends.
Yeah, no. No, this thing, it's the software and it's the software-hardware integration. Neither... seems particularly great. The software-hardware integration is the worst part, though.
What do you mean,
I think.
Exactly?
Well, like, it takes too long to register when you turn it sideways,
for example. That's true.
And it
takes long enough that you think it's not working, and you rotate it back, and then it just gets laggier and laggier trying to keep
it. Yeah, exactly. And the touch screen doesn't quite... work the way you expect it to when you try to tap on something.
Right.
You seem to be touching one area, but you're really touching mm-hmm. another. And because of the way the click action works, you can sort of make up for that by dragging your finger until you select the right thing and then tapping.
Yes.
But no one wants to do that.
No. It's very counterintuitive because they try to mimic some of the iPhone's interface decisions, such as being able to scroll by flicking the screen anywhere. But it's not smart enough to register when you're flicking the screen versus touching a button on
right.
your face.
Right.
It's just a disaster. On top of this, the whole operating system seems to be very buggy. It took us forever to figure out how to even type something on it, how to get to an application where we could type. And then when we do start typing, it always seems to bring up the clock settings.
Yeah, the clock came up. I don't know if you read the Pogue review. He kept getting the camera.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like this is a
yeah.
weird thing that it does. It just brings up... I didn't understand where the clock was
coming
from. Just
beware, pressing any button might take you to a clock or camera or any other functionality.
Yeah, it was very strange. And there seemed to be multiple application menus at one point. That was also disorienting.
Yes.
It seemed like there were a My Applications folder and some other applications menu.
Yes.
But they weren't the same thing.
Correct.
And not only that, but when it was set up so that a row of buttons needed scrolling, there weren't enough that fit on the screen.
Yes.
It was the amount of room it took up was, I think, equivalent to a multiple of the size of the buttons. And there was no scroll bar.
Right.
So you couldn't tell that
there
was anything beneath it at all.
That's a very
we just happened to
design cue that people should pay attention to.
Right. Your view frame should not be a multiple of the width of your buttons or the height of your buttons if there's no scroll bar.
Exactly.
You need to have some visual indication that there's more.
Yes. And that's really the best way to do it, because it's just completely intuitive if you see a little piece sticking.
That there must be more below.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I agree completely.
Great. And we can also agree that the BlackBerry Storm is a complete and total failure, and that you should not desire one. Like, the only people who should buy this are BlackBerry loyalists who secretly want an iPhone, because they'll buy it and they'll be so disappointed that they'll get an actual iPhone.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Great.
You've been enjoying the first beta podcast of Fawkward.com, brought to you by Fawkward Industries, with your hosts Nevin Scott and Adam Stepinski. Producing by Nevin Scott and Adam Stepinski, with writing and interviews and reviews by Adam Stepinski and Nevin Scott.
Tune in next week when we review GarageBand, the sorry excuse for software that we use to make this podcast. Until then, this is Adam Stepinski and Nevin Scott saying,
You seem to be touching one area, but you're really touching another.